如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。单元质量评估五，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
I telephoned to see if you'd like to go to the movies this afternoon.
I'd love to, but I just broke my glasses, and I have to get another pair before the shop closes. Jane, you are a teacher. How about your sister?
She is a doctor.But she used to be a nurse. Hello, Tim. I hear you do a lot of cycling on Sundays.
Yes, I've tried a fruit diet to reduce my weight, but the doctor says regular exercise is more effective at my age.You live on Brown Street?
That's right.
So you must know Jerry Watson.
Sure. I met him when he bought the house next door. I want to invite the Smiths to the party. Do you know their address, sir?
No, but I think you can look up their address in the telephone book.
听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
I read a story in the News Daily. It said a message sent on the net saved a girl.
Sounds interesting. How did it happen?
This girl was in terrible pain when she was rushed to the hospital, and then she lost consciousness. The doctors did what they could, but it was no use.
But where does the computer come in?
One of the doctors knew that foreign medical experts could be reached through computer news groups, so he sent out his message. It went to many websites, but the one to pick up on it was a doctor in Washington, D.C., who got in touch with some doctors and asked them for help. It really worked. Now the girl is slowly recovering.I read a story in the News Daily. It said a message sent on the net saved a girl.
Sounds interesting. How did it happen?
This girl was in terrible pain when she was rushed to the hospital, and then she lost consciousness. The doctors did what they could, but it was no use.
But where does the computer come in?
One of the doctors knew that foreign medical experts could be reached through computer news groups, so he sent out his message. It went to many websites, but the one to pick up on it was a doctor in Washington, D.C., who got in touch with some doctors and asked them for help. It really worked. Now the girl is slowly recovering.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
That was a nice show, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it too. Shall we use the stairs today? The lift is so slow.
No, I'll wait. Isn't it silly to go up 8 floors on foot?
It won't really take very long.
I'm sorry. I didn't see that. Oh, the lift doesn't seem to be working.
Then we'll have to use the stairs.
All right. That was a nice show, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it too. Shall we use the stairs today? The lift is so slow.
No, I'll wait. Isn't it silly to go up 8 floors on foot?
It won't really take very long.
I'm sorry. I didn't see that. Oh, the lift doesn't seem to be working.
Then we'll have to use the stairs.
All right.
听第八段材料，回答第十二至十四题。
Hello, can I help you?
I'd like to go on a sailing holiday this summer in Italy.
Have you sailed before?
No. I wanted to go to Sweden last year, but I didn't have enough money.
Well, it is quite expensive. Sailing holidays start at about £300.
Yes, my friends went in August last year. They paid £450 each. The most I can pay is £380. And when's the cheapest time to go?
Well, August is the most expensive month.September and October are cheaper.
October's too late for me, so I'll go earlier. I'd prefer a lake in the mountains.
Okay. The Aqua Center in North Italy will be the best for you. That costs £370.
Okay.
Hello, can I help you?
I'd like to go on a sailing holiday this summer in Italy.
Have you sailed before?
No.I wanted to go to Sweden last year, but I didn't have enough money.
Well, it is quite expensive. Sailing holidays start at about £300.
Yes, my friends went in August last year. They paid £450 each. The most I can pay is £380. And when's the cheapest time to go?
Well, August is the most expensive month.September and October are cheaper.
October's too late for me, so I'll go earlier. I'd prefer a lake in the mountains.
Okay. The Aqua Center in North Italy will be the best for you. That costs £370.
Okay.
听第九段材料，回答第十五至十七题。
I have a 2 o'clock class at the university, Tom.
What time is it now?
It's 1 o'clock, so I'll have to leave in 15 minutes.
Do you want me to go with you?
Well, I think you'd better stay in the apartment and rest. The flight must have been very tiring.
Right. I'll stay here and catch up on my sleep.
I should be back at about 5 or 5:30. When are the Taylors supposed to pick us up for dinner?
About 6:30. We can watch that talk show while waiting for them.
All right, Tom. I have a 2 o'clock class at the university, Tom.
What time is it now?
It's 1 o'clock, so I'll have to leave in 15 minutes.
Do you want me to go with you?
Well, I think you'd better stay in the apartment and rest. The flight must have been very tiring.
Right, I'll stay here and catch up on my sleep.
I should be back at about 5 or 5:30. When are the Taylors supposed to pick us up for dinner?
About 6:30. We can watch that talk show while waiting for them.
All right, Tom.
I flew to New York to visit my family for the Christmas holidays. My mother, father, and brother, along with his wife and 2 children, all live there. Unfortunately, my father was out of the country and could not make it this year, but my sister-in-law's parents were able to come. For Christmas Eve, my sister-in-law served a lovely dinner. Then we all went to church after the dinner. When we returned home, my brother tried to put their 2 children to bed, but they were too excited about Christmas to go to sleep. They continued to disturb the adults who were trying to have a good conversation over coffee and dessert. At one time, the 2 children ran through the house screaming as loudly as they could. Both my brother and my sister-in-law were able to ignore their behavior, but the guests and I could not. I learned that children can be a great gift, but sometimes a great problem. I flew to New York to visit my family for the Christmas holidays. My mother, father, and brother, along with his wife and 2 children, all live there. Unfortunately, my father was out of the country and could not make it this year, but my sister-in-law's parents were able to come. For Christmas Eve, my sister-in-law served a lovely dinner. Then we all went to church after the dinner. When we returned home, my brother tried to put their 2 children to bed, but they were too excited about Christmas to go to sleep. They continued to disturb the adults who were trying to have a good conversation over coffee and dessert. At one time, the 2 children ran through the house screaming as loudly as they could. Both my brother and my sister-in-law were able to ignore their behavior, but the guests and I could not. I learned that children can be a great gift, but sometimes a great problem.